Unknown vessel, respond or we will open fire.
Dominion ship, this is Captain Thomas Johnson of the Starship Enterprise. We were not aware that this was your territory. Please, if you would allow us to leave...
Ignorance is no excuse. You are of an unknown sovereignty, Enterprise. We will find out why you are here and what threat you pose to the Founder's Order.
We are no threat. We are alone.
Prepare to be boarded.
They closed the channel. What do we do, sir?
Shuttles, prepare for warp jump.
Where to?
Back. Away from them. We can worry about the rest later.
Galileo to all shuttles. Prepare for emergency jump to the coordinates I'm sending you now.
Sir, one of the alien ships is moving towards us.
Steady.
Sir, they're firing!
Enterprise, the Dominion are firing on the shuttles. They must have figured out what we're doing.
Galileo, get out of here!
Taking evasive action. I'll come back, Enterprise. Oh no.
Zareth! Zareth!
I've been hit! Warp engines offline!
Open a channel to the Dominion ships.
You're wrong.
Dominion ships, please. The shuttles were only following my orders. Break off your attack. We surrender.
Another one like that and I join my ancestors.
Dominion Commander, please!
Consider this an example of what happens when you defy us.
No!
Captain, it's been an honor, sir. Please tell.
The shuttles have been destroyed.
Intruder alert. They're on decks 24, 11, 8, and 2. Permission to lead a counterattack, sir. Captain, I'm going whether you let me or not, sir.
Permission granted, Commander Drake.
Thank you, Commander.
Captain? Sir? Thomas!
We're dead. This is it. I get them all killed. I get us all killed.
You did what you always do, sir. The right thing.
But the cloak. You warned me. You all did.
It doesn't matter. As a mentor of mine once told me, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. You are a hero, Thomas.
Thanks, but...
But nothing.
Ah, the command center.
Intruders on the bridge!
I wouldn't reach for that phaser if I were you, Captain Johnson.
And you are?
My name is irrelevant. I am a Vorta. These are my Jem'Hadar troops, and you are now property of the Dominion.
Star Trek, Lost Enterprise, Episode 6, The Final Frontier.
Slowing to sublight speed. No ships in the area.
The Defiant has a cloak. He's probably out there waiting for us.
Full impulse to the wormhole, Helm. Daniels, is it ready?
At the touch of a button, Captain.
Steady as she goes.
Captain, a ship decloaking ahead. It's the Defiant.
Yellow alert.
They're hailing.
Good. We need to get him talking. On screen.
Captain Drake, I told you I would be here. Now, stand down and prepare to be escorted back to Deep Space Nine. We will discuss your court-martial later. If you're lucky, you will only lose your command.
Does the crew there know who they are working for?
A Starfleet admiral who is acting on official orders from Starfleet Command, here to escort a rogue captain whose strange obsession with his grandfather has made him believe he has found the Enterprise B.
Well, that ship's out there. I have the logs.
Whatever you think you have found, Captain, I assure you, it will be dealt with.
I see. By Section 31, you mean?
Captain, really? Now you're believing in that conspiracy theory just because you disagree with my orders. Really, Captain? I suppose you also bought into the one about Wolf 359 being a conspiracy within Starfleet. That we were working with the Borg all along.
Admiral, I'm not going back to Deep Space Nine.
Yes, you are, Captain.
And what will you do to stop us, huh? Fire on us? For what? Disobeying your personal orders?
Disobeying Starfleet?
By staying around a bit longer for salvage operations? By not taking those results to your department? I think the men and women behind you need to ask themselves why you would go through all this trouble to stop little old me reporting the findings of one lost starship.
These men and women will follow my orders, because they respect the chain of command.
They'll kill Starfleet officers. Humans, Andorians, Betazoids, Bajorans. All or more are part of this crew. Now, if they are willing to do that, and all of them are then willing to live with that, lie about that for the rest of their lives...
Shut up! You are a criminal, Captain. You have stolen the Argo for your own personal needs, and I will do everything within my power to stop you and bring you to justice. If these officers will not follow orders, I have others who will.
In black uniforms, hey? Shadow? I wonder if that's the name you used with them. Maybe you used another alias. Sloan, maybe? Hackett?
Lower your shield and prepare to be boarded, Captain. That is an order.
Make me.
What?
I said make me, sir. Fire your quantum torpedoes and blow this science ship out of the stars.
I will.
Good. And the whole Alpha Quadrant can watch while you do it.
What?
Oh, yes. I have friends on the other side of the wormhole. Friends who don't use DS9 as a hub. Friends who use one of their own relays and have been recording this whole conversation. Like you said, sir, I couldn't contact anyone in the Federation.
Close the channel. Fire at will.
Now, Daniels, evasives helm!
We're cloaked. The device is somewhat stable.
For now.
We won't need it for long. Take us through the wormhole, Ensign.
They followed us in.
The cloak is failing. I told you, sir, the damn thing was buggy 70 years ago.
Take it offline. They can't catch up in time now. Are our friends ready?
They're standing by.
The Defiant is through. They've targeted right on us.
Signal them to decloak.
Two Vorta-class cruisers ahead, sir. They're targeting the Defiant. The Klingons are asking for instructions.
Have them stand by. Hail the Defiant. Admiral, it would seem that you are outmatched. Our Klingon friends were very upset when I told them that Section 31 stole their technology. I have offered to return it along with information about your cabal, in return for some assistance. I'd stand down if I were you.
Now who's about to fire on a Starfleet ship?
Me, sir? We're just a deep space science ship. And I wouldn't dare. But the Klingons, they do have a temper.
This isn't over, Captain. Whatever victory you think you have had here today is nothing. We are the Federation. You would just as soon cut off an arm.
I can grow a new one.
They're recloaking. Moving off. He's gone, sir.
Let him run. Back into the shadows he loves so much while they still exist.
Well played, sir.
Thank you, Andrew.
The Klingons are signaling. They want to know when they'll be getting their payment.
Tell them to put into DS9. We will meet them there. And tell Captain Kira I want a meeting.
Aye, sir.
Bring us into dock. I'd almost forgotten. Computer, access final log entries from the Enterprise B.
Accessing.
All right. Play. Yes!
Sorry. I was just thinking. I was wondering if you might want to listen to the last few entries together.
Make it easier?
Something like that.
Pull up a chair. Ready?
Are you?
Computer. Play logs.
Where are they?
They have taken deck 12. They are pushing us back up here to 11.
All right. Meet me in section 23.
Yes, sir. Wait. There they are. Fire! Fire! No!
Benson. Benson. Ah! Upload this audio to the library computer. Maybe someone will find this. If you do, tell my wife and son I love them so much. All right, you ugly bastards. Let's do this! Ah!
Why don't you just destroy this ship and be done with it?
How little you understand us, Captain. Now, the first here will steady his hand from both of you if you tell us what we want to know. How many of your Federation ships are in our space?
I told you. One.
Impossible. How did you arrive here?
A wormhole! How many times, you piece of...
Now. Our translators are having enough trouble with all this yelling. You really expect me to believe there is a stable wormhole mere light years away and we have never found it?
Maybe you weren't looking in the right place.
Ugh! Show respect to your betters, alien!
The resistance has been put down. All of the ship's security are dead.
You're sure, Second?
I killed the chief myself.
Fascinating.
What?
You speak like a xenophobic race, yet you are two different species. You that are Jem'Hadar serve the Vorta. You said it earlier as though it were natural.
It is the order of things.
The Federation is dozens of species. Don't you see? We're alike.
Are all races in your Federation equal?
Yes.
Then we are nothing alike. The Founders created us to serve and preserve their order. What is your purpose?
To explore. To find new races. Like yourselves.
How curious. To do so invites those new contacts to become new enemies. You wander around the galaxy, finding only trouble.
It does happen.
Then why do it?
Because we can. Because we want to grow.
And have you grown to the Gamma Quadrant?
Not yet. But we will.
I have no doubt. More of your kind will come. And when they do, they will find this ship. Our message to go back and never return.
What the hell was that?
Your death. The rest of your crew will also be infected with it.
Why not just shoot us?
Because that would be merciful. Our message must be clear. It could be years before more of your kind come through. We don't want them to find an empty ship of bones and dust. We have sabotaged your power systems. Your life support systems will fail in a matter of days. Those of you who don't die from our pathogen will die in the cold of space. And when your people find you, you will be preserved. Monuments to our strength.
And they say true evil doesn't exist.
A strange creature you are, Captain. I would love to stay and chat more, but the time has come for us to depart. Quick and well. Release him.
Yes, sir.
I'll take that.
You. You are a lousy shot, Captain.
I will break your spine in two.
No! No. That would be too easy a death for him.
The cure. Where is it?
Oh, Captain. There is no cure. Why would we need one? You should have shot to yourself. It would have been more effective. I am a clone, Captain. Another me will take my place. There is only one of you.
Take our dead.
They were right, sir. No cure. I've been up 48 hours looking at everything I can. Maybe if I had more time.
We do not.
Can you make the crew more comfortable?
I think I can dull the pain, which I must say I may need soon. From what I can tell, the virus we have is usually used to prolong death, make it last years. But they sped it up. Now, well, we can feel now.
How long?
Hours. I have already begun to show signs of the last stage.
Ayumi.
I know, Savik. It's fine, really. I want to stay down here and work. Until the end. Maybe I'll find something at the last minute. That's how this usually goes, right?
Right.
Ayumi, I...
No goodbyes. Just peace and long life. That's how it goes, isn't it?
Yes. Live long and prosper, Ayumi. I will be in my quarters, Captain.
Okay. Doctor.
I will keep trying, sir. Right up until the end.
I know. I know, Ayumi. I know.
I never did tell him I had a crush on him.
Hey, I didn't think you'd mind if I didn't chime. Candles, incense, the robe, you're meditating now?
I am calming my thoughts and readying myself for the inevitable.
You know, it's okay. I saw you. You lost it back there, and that's okay. I doubt Sorak would mind on this occasion.
Indeed.
Savik, for once, just for once, can you just be normal?
That remark is insulting.
Let it go. Let it all go. Give in to yourself. Show me the real you. The you you've spent your entire life hiding.
Thomas, I don't know how.
Just let go and follow my lead. See? Wasn't so bad, was it? Savik? Savik? Savik! I... rest. Captain on the bridge. Computer. Status of recovered probe.
Moderate damage.
Wipe it. Store instead the mission logs, including the one I'm about to record.
Error. Memory storage damage. 79% chance of data decay.
but a 21% chance something will still be on it when it's found.
Affirmative.
All right. Then duplicate this log 200 times. More chance someone will get it. Transfer data.
Transfer complete. Log recording standing by.
Send the probe the moment I finish speaking. One more time. Record log. Captain's log, stardate. I don't know what stardate it is. I think I'm one of the last ones left. We are still on course back to the Federation. But without our warp core, who knows when. If someone will even hear this. Of all the ways I saw it ending, saw myself dying in this uniform, this wasn't it. Infected by some random virus with no cure out here in some unknown star. But you know what? I wouldn't change a thing. Other than dying. A year ago, I said that being the captain of the Enterprise isn't what it used to be. Well, I would like to go on record saying I couldn't ask for anything more. I have no doubt there will be another Starship Enterprise, maybe several. To the captain of those ships, I say good luck. Good luck in traveling those new worlds, discovering those new civilizations. They will have to work hard to beat this crew. They were the best. Zavik. Drake. Xerath. A message to my wife, if I could. I'm sorry, sweetheart. Doesn't look like I'll be coming home this year. Do me a favor, baby. Live. Be happy. Have the life you deserve. That hurt. I can feel it. Feel it coming. I guess this is just the next adventure. The next frontier to explore. This is Captain Thomas Johnson, Captain of the Enterprise. Signing.
Ma'am, an Admiral Sulu here to see you.
How does he know I'm here?
He says he knows what you did. That mean anything?
Send him in.
You bitch!
No one knows I use this office but my staff. How did you find me?
Missing? 3 months ago, they were transferred to some unknown area by your orders, and then they go missing.
It's not called the unknown because it's safe, Sulu. Sometimes things happen. Ships are lost.
400 men and women are dead because of you. Where did you send them? For what reason? Did you kill them?
No.
Then who did?
The Enterprise B went missing whilst charting unexplored space. We don't know what happened, and are deeply saddened by their loss. Now, security, please escort Admiral Sulu from my office. He refuses to leave.
I won't let this go, Hackett.
You're very old, Admiral. I think it's time you joined your daughter in retirement. Somewhere nice. Risa, maybe. I will arrange it.
You will do no such thing. The Commander-in-Chief...
will do as I tell him. Now, enjoy retirement.
I won't go. I won't stop until you answer for this. You hear me? You will answer for this.
Computer. Playlist 4. Play.
No way! Picard saved the Federation from the Borg twice, made hundreds of first contacts, fought in the Dominion War, and stopped the Q from erasing us from history.
All in a year's work for Jim Kirk. The Borg wouldn't still be around if he were alive today.
Oh, was that in between sleeping with every woman he ever met?
Ah, good old Quark's Bar. I remember this place from my younger days. Mind if we join you?
Be our guest.
Andorian ale, please.
Same for me.
What are you two talking about, then?
We were just debating who the best Enterprise captain was.
So far. After this, you could probably have the F, sir.
The Argo's fine for me, thanks.
And who did you pick?
Kirk.
Picard.
Ah, the easy picks. I always admired Pike myself.
Captain?
How can I not pick Johnson after all this?
Yeah. Can I, change my pick?
So, you finished listening to the logs then?
Yeah.
As hard as you thought?
Yup. But it's nice to get closure. And Henry was there too.
I see.
Any idea what's next for you, sir?
Going to go back and finish the mission. I know where to look for my grandfather now. Plus, we can have that service. I'm sure the descendants will all come.
Did you tell Johnson's family about the affair?
Not my place. All of this will be public knowledge soon enough. If they want to find out, they can. Anyway, I have an opening for a senior staff. Unless you were all put off by that last outing.
Hey, try and stop us.
Count me in.
I haven't got anything better to do.
All right then. To the Enterprise B, and all the souls who gave their lives aboard her.
Hear, hear.
Right then, who's for Darbo?
Captain Drake, that holo program is ready when you are.
Holo suite program? Captain.
It's not that kind of program, Mr. Stiles. But it's something I need to go try out. Excuse me.
Of course.
Computer, begin program. Wow. It's perfect. Bigger than I thought. I'll take it since you're not here, Johnson. Just this once. Whoa. I wonder if the real one was this comfy. Perfect. Goodbye, Grandfather. Goodbye, all.
We are free and clear to navigate.
Once more into the breach.
Oh, don't be so dramatic.
All systems ready, sir.
Take us in, Ensign.
Captain Drake would captain the USS Argo for 8 more years before finally accepting a promotion to Admiral. Commander Stiles would continue to serve as First Officer on several posts before eventually becoming Captain of the USS Orion. Lieutenant Daniels would rise through the ranks to commander, but would remain an engineer, joining Stiles on all his posts and now serves as his chief engineer. Dr. Quinn would serve with Captain Drake through his entire command until finally returning with him to Earth to work for Starfleet Medical. The details of the Enterprise B's fate was revealed, but Admiral Shadow was never seen or heard from again. The Defiant would return 3 days later with only the standard crew aboard. The Federation Council and tribunals would rule that Section 31 cannot be proven by the evidence Drake provided. They maintain that Admiral Hackett and Shadow were merely rogue elements that will be cut out. Admiral Drake still fights this ruling. The Dominion cut a deal with the Federation, allowing the Enterprise B to remain at its current position. It has since become a monument that is visited by hundreds of tourists every year who look to show their respects. The history and lineage of the USS Enterprise, NCC-1701, lives on as the Enterprise E was successfully decommissioned and years later the Enterprise F was launched. That ship and crew now continue to go boldly where no one has gone before.
Star Trek Lost Enterprise was a presentation of Scytherink Podcasts. Music by Rebecca E. Tripp. For the cast list and for more on the series and great series like these coming, go to lostenterprise.co.uk.